it's the 4th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. On August 6, 1945, the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan. 13 years later, the British military were testing atomic bomb technology on Christmas Island in the South Pacific. John Miles was posted there as conscripted Royal Air Force support. At the time, the 18-year-old, now 83, was unaware that he was and other RAF personnel were part of those tests. They were not provided protective clothing. Due to radiation exposure from the detonations, Mr. Miles has had two cancerous tumours removed from his lungs. He and many others are not interested in compensation. The Ulster resident advocates regularly, along with 1,500 others, for justice and for medical recognition from the Ministry of Defence. His continuing efforts are supported by Bedford and Kempston MP Mohammed Yazin. The People's Dispensary for Sick Animals is warning Bedfordshire motorists not to leave dogs inside a locked vehicle, even if parked in the shade with windows open. Temperatures inside a car increase rapidly, leading a dog to suffer heat stroke, which could result in seizures, organ failure, and even death. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Services were called out to a massive field fire yesterday in Cranfield. Around 1:30, support vehicles from Buckinghamshire, Shefford, Woburn and Kempston assisted in fighting the flames at Woodend Road. The blaze later spread to a large area of standing crop nearby. The fire service drone was deployed as an additional tool in the effort. Drivers were informed to avoid the area. Cheerio Ciampi and daughter Tia were travelling along Bedford's Clapham Road when he noticed smoke in his rearview mirror pouring from his mid-engined wine-red Lamborghini Aventador. Mr. Ciampi, who escaped the blaze with his daughter, praised Bed Fire and Rescue Service, who extinguished the fire in the engine bay of the vehicle, valued at £200,000. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.